The church has been talking about the visions, especially Pastor Tom mentioned about the vision of the church, the goal of this year is to learn, to grow, and serve. Pastor Tom has been preaching several messages already, talking about discipleship, talking about church unity, and also how to serve. So, today I'll give my 2 cents. Talk about serving. I think quite a few are serving, and some of you are thinking about serving. So what is the right attitude to serve? The passage I'm going to choose is 1 Samuel 20, 30 to 32. Could I ask you to read that together? Please, let's go. So you can see this is a dialogue between a father and a son. The father is Saul, and the son is Jonathan. So let me ask you, what are the similarities and differences between these two people? Similarities. They are related in blood, father and son. Both are very brave because both lead the Israelites to fight the Philistines. So very brave and very effective in their ministries. So what's the difference between this father and son? Jonathan, on one hand, is serving wholeheartedly for the kingdom of God. But when Saul knows that David is threatening him, in fact, David is his son-in-law, but when he thinks that David is threatening him, he said, okay, you soon, he blamed his son for releasing David. He said, as long as the son of Jesse lives on this earth, neither you nor your kingdom will be established. So what is the purpose of Saul's ministry? Instead of building God's kingdom, he's building his own kingdom. This is actually very tempting. As people that learn how to serve, and they're very gifted to serve, they're very effective, gradually they may shift. Instead of building on the surface the kingdom of God, they're actually building their own kingdom. So that's why today, using this passage as motivation, I just want to remind you that actually there are 4 different types of attributes in serving. Knowing this, when you learn how to serve, then you know how to serve more effectively and more meaningfully. I would differentiate the service into 4 levels. One is limited service, people who do not serve too much. The second one is self-centered service. They are serving, but not serving for God. They are serving themselves. The third type is that they serve, they usually focus on people. And finally, I think the most desirable type is God-centered service, focusing on God. So let me go through that one by one. Initially, this passage was supposed to be 30 to 40 minutes. Now that we have different presentations, I have to cut it. So I will have to skip a lot of examples that, in order to make up time. The first one is limited service. In some churches, there are quite a few folks who are just sitting there and do not serve. What they do is to come to worship. That's all. They seldom serve. To these folks, I said, if you do that, after a while, you'll find there's something very strange inside. You start finding that you are very discomfort inside, not very comfortable. At the same time, you feel that you are spiritually stagnant. You do not grow spiritually. Because the Bible teaches very well, there's living water in us, which is the Holy Spirit. You got to let the living water to flow out. Serving actually means to grow. We talk about this year's visions and goal is to learn, grow, and serve. In order to grow, you have to serve. Let's read this passage. We know that very well. Let's read it together. But whoever drinks the water, so you can see the living water, you have to, the spring of water, you have to let them go out. Throwing out, then spiritually you're healthy. But if you do not serve, just take in, listen to sermon and sit there, very soon that you feel that you're very uncomfortable. At the same time, you feel that you're spiritually stagnant. You do not grow. So for those people who do not serve, I recommend that for your own sake, for your own spiritual growth sake, you need to start serving. Even a very minor thing. Maybe just serving the dinner, the lunch, or maybe just give a ride to people. No matter what, just serve in the name of God. The second law of service is self-centered service. This is what I call King Saul service. On the surface, he's serving the kingdom of God. But in fact, believe that he's serving himself. He's building his own kingdom. Now, most people will not say that they're serving themselves. Most people will say that they're serving God. But talk is cheap. I'm a scientist. I do research. We have hypotheses, then we have to test whether your hypothesis is right by looking what? Experiments, and you look at survey results. You have to look at empirical indicators. Besides the concept, you have to measure them. So, when we serve, are we serving God or are we serving ourselves? Let me tell you that over the years, I can find that there are certain empirical indicators to show that people are actually serving themselves instead of serving God. So let's see that list of indicators. The first indicator is that people who like to serve themselves, in fact, is actually they're very selective. They just pick what they want. They like to serve. Something that they don't like, or they just need, but this is not what I like. Forget it. They just pick the one they like. Now this is all right, because the Bible tells about you have to serve according to the gift God gave you. But at the same time, church is at home. If the church has some need and is not careful, maybe temporarily you can help out. This is a serving attitude. You don't come to church to exercise your talents. Church is not a place to realize your talents. Church is a place to learn how to serve other people. It's good that you can focus on your talents. For example, leading inspirations, leading Bible, or doing discipleship. But we also need some people to take away the trash can. Don't say that I don't have the gift to pick up a trash can. My gift is singing. The second thing that is an indicator of serving, self-serving, is that these people tend to be perfectionists. They would like to do their own charity perfectly, 100% right. And they don't let other people to intervene. Because when you come in, you'll spoil. What they focus on in the church ministry is the area they define. This is my territory. Don't come in. Otherwise, you spoil it. I don't care what you're doing. Just do your part. I'll just focus on mine. And this is not good service. Again, you're claiming your own kingdom within the church. You're not serving the church as a family. One time I was preaching in England. There's a Chinese church. I was invited. We were talking, was leading a retreat. After the retreat, some of the deacons that attend my retreat said, "Hey, Dr. Kwok, do you have some time tonight? Let's go to my church and share a message to them." I said, "Okay, that's fine." But they said, "We have to coordinate with a brother of our church, because as far as inspiration is concerned, that is his territory. He doesn't want anybody to touch it. How they sing, even the instruments, if you touch it, you'll spoil. So we have to talk to him." I think that's scary. Church is not for your place to build your own kingdom. The most important thing is not serving. It's loving and caring and working together to learn the servant attitude. The third type of indicator of serving, self-serving, is like to compare, being jealous. Especially when other people do better than you. They give more praise. They get more praise than you. Then you get some sour feelings inside. And this has happened to Paul, King Saul. Let's look at this passage. I would like to talk to you about a story about Michael Jordan, but I have to cut it. It's a very interesting story. If you like, come to Chinese worship. See whether you understand the Mandarin. Okay, let's read it together. In fact, Saul loved his son-in-law for a long time. And this is at this point, especially, his attitude changed. What happened? So when David was leading an army to kill a lot of Philistines, wanting a big victory for the Lord, and when he's come back, thanks to the sisters, they sing very well. What they saying? They say, Saul has slain his thousands and David's tens of thousands. And then it aroused his jealousy because of comparison. So one of the characteristics of self-serving, self-centered service is that you like to compare. When other people do better than you, you have a sour feeling inside. And this is within health. Now, because of time, I have to skip my examples and go further. I lose my control again. I don't know what's happened today. Okay. Okay. The third type of service, people-centered service. Is it right to have people-centered service? On the surface, right, because you serve people, right? But the focus actually is wrong. If you serve, you focus on people, very soon you don't want to serve anymore. Because people are not very servable. When you serve them, they'll come out, come back, and bite you. Human beings are human beings. There are a lot of weaknesses. And when you serve them, sometimes they turn around and bite you. So if you do that, you find that over time you get burned out, worried, upset, because you complain. Depend too much on how people think about yourself. As a result, you get dissatisfied. And you'll be complaining a lot. Not in church, but at home. Your spouse will have very busy years listening to you. Because there are a lot of driven things you want to bend out. And very soon you get burned out, you don't want to serve anymore. And one time I preached in Europe. There's one Chinese church I go. I go many years. In the beginning of that church, when I go there, there's a deacon who's serving very well. After several years, when I went to the church again, the deacon disappeared. Then I asked brothers and sisters, what happened to him? You guys know what happened. The deacon said, I serve, but nobody appreciates me. In fact, at my back, attack, complain about me. Why do I serve? So he left the church. Because he is hurt. If you focus too much on people, then sooner or later you don't want to serve. Because people are not very likable. They turn around sometimes hurt you. So don't focus on people. So what's the right attitude? Again, I need to skip a lot and talk about the God-centered service. Matthew 25:39-40 tells the right attitude to serve. Let's go. Always remember, no matter who you serve, Jesus actually is in front of you. You always need to focus. You're first serving Jesus himself, not other people. Of course, you have to care about whether your ministry is effective. You have to do a lot of evaluation. But you need to understand, the bottom line is serving Jesus. Then initially I have a testimony to share about you, about this. Okay, I can share this one to close because we don't have a lot of time. How many of you have seen this movie, The Passion of Christ? Quite a few. One time in the church, there's a brother. He was serving very effectively and very well. Unfortunately, what happened, I just described, happened to him. Some people attack him behind his back. They gang up against him. The brother was very mature. He used the right channel to express his feelings and try to communicate, but still, rumors spread. People just spread rumor and attack and attack. But he was very mature. He said, I could not just do my own thing and gang up other people, spread another rumor to counterattack. But he was suffering a lot. So one time he came to see me at a school, and I prayed with him. after praying with him. When I pray, I said, God, at that time I saw the Passion of Christ. I said, God, when Jesus was at the Garden of Gethsemane, when he prayed, that's the version of Mel Gibson. Satan was behind, walking. And he said, Jesus, how could you bear all the people's sins? You're just a human being. How can you bear all the people's sins? They just overweight and crush. At that time, I think Satan actually is quite correct. Jesus is only a human being. How can you put all the sins of every mankind, the beginning up to the end, all together, and crush on one body? How can you shoulder all these problems? They dawned on me, Jesus, man and God. The most important part of this time is to empty himself. Let God fill him by using the power of God to shoulder all his problems. So in my prayer, I said, God help my brother. He was under a lot of attack. He could not do nothing. So help my brother empty himself and let the Spirit hold him and bear the burden, because we know that you're not sleeping. Is something meant for something good. You know what? When I opened my eyes, I saw this brother. There were tears in his eyes. He said, Dr. Kwok, you know what? These several weeks, also it's this movie that hold me up. Not the same scene. It's another scene. Which scene, I said? It's this one. It was when Jesus was slashed, was beaten, remember? In front of the the governor, Pilate. Initially, the scene is that they whipped Jesus, and then Jesus, whenever he just fell for a while, and then he walked back up, and then they whipped him again, and then Jesus fell, and they turned around Jesus and beat him again. And they thought, oh, Jesus down, then the job is finished. What happened? After a while, Jesus stood up again. And then he changed into something with nail, slash, in the skin of people. Yet every time, Jesus stepped back. Up. He said, Chuck, you know what? Over this time, it's this scene. I got whipped. I got down. But with the power of God, I stood back up. It's through the strength of God. So today, because of the short time, just want to share with you four attitudes of service. If you do not serve too much, please, for your own spiritual health, serve in whatever capacity. As you serve more, be careful, you may be tempting, instead of serving the kingdom of God, you serve your own kingdom. And you don't have this problem, I ask you, don't focus too much on people, otherwise people will hurt you. At one time, you'll be burned out. You don't want to serve anymore. Always focus on Jesus. Let's bow our heads and pray. Dear God, thank you for getting us a good worship service today, and thank you for God, Scott, for sharing his ministry with us. It's glad to see him back. We thank you. We pray that our brothers and sisters will be very eager to serve. In the name of Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen. And that's how serve, learn, and grow. Thank you.